Ron and Sue.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to minister to your children today in Jesus' name. And as soon as I laid eyes on you, I had a strong sense that the enemy has stolen a lot from you. There's been a strategy in place to take. But the Lord says to you tonight, I declare to you that my plan is to bless you. I declare to you today that my plan is to restore and return to you. So the Lord says, even now, I'm turning back the clock. Even now, the time that has been wasted and the time that has been gone, the time that has fallen to the ground and has been lost, God says, I'm restoring that to you. So with that comes a new release. And the Lord says, this is the hour to release. This is the hour to step back. This is the hour to let me move on your behalf. It's as if God is saying, I'm taking it from you tonight, no more trying to grab it back. And sister, the Lord says to you, there's a salve that God is just, I see him spreading across your heart. Just a healing balm, a healing salve. And God says, I'm restoring. I'm bringing pieces together once again. I'm restoring relationships within the family for you, says the Lord. I'm bringing a reconnection of things that were once apart and drifted apart and were dead. God says, I'm bringing this together for you. Because I love you, says the Lord. And you are of great value. And if it's a concern in your heart, it's important to me too, says God. Nothing that's a concern for you will I overlook. Because I am your father, says the Lord. There's a sense that I get that Papa God is just standing up on your behalf. And Papa God is saying, come on in here. And drawing you. And you know, there's a security when Papa stands next to us and say, come on, let's go together. And the Father says, just grab a hold of me and just, we're going to walk, I'm walking this through this with you in this hour. But it's to bless you, it's to restore to you as never before. Your house is going to be filled with music again. I'm going to release music in your home as a sign of that joy, as a sign of that victory that God is bringing to you once again. And brother, the Lord says to you, even now, there's, you know, I don't want to scare you with this. I see you dancing. I see you dancing in victory. I see you dancing and doing this crazy victory dance. And that's all right. That's going to be your victory dance. Yeah. That's all right. God says you break free and you do it because you're releasing a prophetic act. There's something that you're declaring even before you see it. Know in your heart that God has done this for you tonight, says the Lord.
Yes.
There's also a harvest that God wants to bring to you in this restoring. There is a harvest that God's going to return to you. So that mailbox is anointed. That mailbox, keep an eye on that mailbox. Look for what's coming in through that mailbox and how God begins to pour in once again. The Spirit of God is blowing a fresh breeze upon you and your family. It's as if I hear chains falling to the ground. There's things that have fallen. And God says, not only am I bringing a deliverance, God says, I'm going to have you moving in deliverance. I'm going to have people coming to you in bondage, in severe bondage. And the Lord says, you will minister my word to them, says God. And in that, God says, I'm releasing to you insight on how the spirit realm works. And in that, the Lord says, I'm releasing to you even now a stirring of the gift of discerning of spirits, says God. I'm going to give you insight into things that are going on in the spirit realm, things that are going wrong, because God says, you've walked through some things, you've learned some things, and from that, God says, watch how I train you to be a blessing to others that are going through some of the same things. Get ready to soar higher. Get ready to go higher where you've not gone before. And I even sense, go back home tonight, and I tell you, I prophesy to you, re-anoint your home. From the top to the bottom, every four corners, re-anoint the perimeter of your house. Re-anoint it, put scripture in the ground, do what you want to do, get as crazy as you want to get. If you want to have an anointing party, have an anointing party, get the crazy people with the shofars, do it. God is setting that place apart, and he's breaking off something that's been in the atmosphere at work there that's not been of the Lord. But God says, I'm breaking that off, and I'm bringing in a new move of my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. So it's a season to rejoice, sister. Amen. You've said, I can't wait for this to be over. And God says, I release it through the prophets tonight that it's over, and the Lord is doing it on your behalf.
Well, the first thing I see is that
You guys really have been battered, but God has done a tremendous amount of healing. Second, I keep seeing a football player who was injured, but is back on the field playing. God says, even though you've been injured, he has bound you up, and you are fit for the field, both of you.
Hallelujah.
You're fit to be in the game, and you can take knocks. And you don't need to be like the football player who is just a little tentative about making that sharp cut when he's running because he's not really sure that knee's well enough to take it. God says you're fit for the battle now. And don't be afraid to make sharp cuts and to run at the enemy. Yeah, you're still aching, and you still know there's some healing, but God's got you covered. And he's and brother, just literally, physically, God's also oiling your joints. He's going to restore a healing and a suppleness to your joints and take away some of the creaking and achiness you've been feeling and that hitchy thing way down inside somewhere. God, you're going to find yourself walking like you haven't walked for quite a few years and able to be on your feet for longer times and to get more done and not end up the day just bone tired. So this is God's really brought you through a healing, and it's time now not to be afraid to take some hits. Next, I see over both of you a God-given ability to help move the church along, to move things. Brother, I see you putting your shoulder behind big objects like stones but things in the church and things that need to be done and projects. I see you putting your shoulder behind and just getting down and moving that thing forward with a steady thing. You're like the turtle, you're not like the rabbit. But you know that means you're the finisher. You're the finisher. And so I see this kind of persistence in you to be able to get down and carry loads. That's called ministry. And all that is getting things done for the kingdom. And the motto that most of us live by is whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And don't worry much about what your hand lands on. Just whatever you do, grab hold of it and start shoving that thing in the right direction. And you don't even have to be skillful. You just shove it in the right direction. And sister, I see you like this thing with the... what do you do when they slide the stones across ice? Curling? I see you like with one of those guys. I don't know why they do it, but they're up there sweeping in front of the stone. I see him back there just behind the thing, just, and I see you in front, just. Yeah. So God's put something in you to make the way for people. There's a heart in you to make things easier for people, to help ease the way, to solve problems, to bring down high places, raise up low places, and help people. And God's given you an eye for that. He's given you an eye to recognize when someone's having a hard time. When they walk in the back of the school on a Sunday, you see it. Something going on. She's struggling. Don't know why. And God's also given you an ability to get up next to somebody and find out why. Maybe if I got up next to them and say, "Why are you struggling?" They might resent my intrusion. But it's not an intrusion for you. It's this thing out in front of them. So God gives you that eye, and this is the time. So I want to really encourage you to get in people's homes. I want to encourage you to get in their homes and get around them, get at their kitchen table, drop by, find out what they're doing. The minute you do, see the facade outside, "I'm fine." When you leave home, "I'm fine." But then in their home, they can't do that, and God's going to give you eyes to see right where they need help. but you need to get in their homes and just bake something and take it, or you know. And when you do that, God's just going to let you see. And you're also in a place where you're not going to be shocked by the things you see. You've lived enough that shock is no longer something you have to deal with. Right? Okay. So this is a good time, and it's a healthy time for you. All right? Amen.
Good words. Not a whole lot to add. But if you want more, you can have more.
I want more.
Yeah, this is. I just want to reiterate a couple of things. This is really, truly a time of healing, because you're going to be healers of others. God's called you guys to be healers, and God's called you. Guess what? You're one of the first trainers of trainers. And already, you're going to be tagged like, okay, there's one right there. And so you're going to be training others, and everything that was said, because you've been healed, because you've learned how to get comforted from God Himself. You learn how to go to the throne of His grace in your time of need. And you've found help time and time again. You'll continue, but you're going to just not go alone. You're going to teach people how to go to the throne of grace and find help. And so this is a time you'll train. You'll, as I said, you'll move in the gifts in even a greater way. You're to believe God. You're to desire spiritual gifts. You're to lay hands on the sick. You're to cast out devils. Hey, it sounds like the Bible. You know, say, where does he get all that stuff? I think I got it in the Gospels. Because that's what Jesus said we must do. That is the gospel. That's the gospel of the kingdom, his lordship, his power. And you're going to demonstrate it. And you guys delight in that. And you're not weird. That's the refreshing thing about it. You're not weird about it. You just do it. Because the Bible says to do it. I see you connecting to the next generation in a powerful way. I think even, do you have children? I see through your children, you're going to connect to the next generation. You're going to take on a little bit of spiritual mothering and fathering of some other friends of theirs or connections. And they'll be kind of like the connector, but you guys will be the trainers. And your kids are going to be evangelistic. God's going to start doing something in your children that are going to start dragging people to church, compelling them to come. And they're going to just start getting excited about it. There's something that God's going to import here that is going to absolutely become like a beacon of light to the next generation. I don't know what it is, but I just see it. And it's like, God is so excited. God is like a father on Christmas morning. He knows what's in all the presents, and he's just like, hurry up and open it. Hurry up and open it. Because I want to see the expression on their face, and he wants to get the joy. And God's got some amazing things he's already wrapped up, and he's stuffing under the tree here. And you're going to start unwrapping some things and seeing young people particularly go, wow, I didn't know they could do that. I didn't know they had that. This is available. And this whole thing about being mobile, being out there, you guys are going to shine after the service is over on Sunday. That's when you guys are going to take off in your ministry. It won't be from 10 to 12 on Sunday morning. That will just be kind of refreshing time. You'll get in, you'll make some contacts, and you'll get strategy, and then boom, you're going to hit it hard Monday through Friday and train and touch and minister, and I guess sweep, sis, whatever you're going to be doing. Hallelujah. I heard the other thing is, there's something about, I see you guys ministering to people near the water. And I just feel like there's something in you that loves the water. And so I feel like the Lord said, I'm going to open up a place for you to minister people where there's water around, and there's going to be a place of attraction, a place where it's like, hey, you want to go to the lake, or you want to go to the shore, or whatever, somewhere where there's water. And God's going to give you a place to purposefully bring people so that they're away from their environment, you're away from your environment, and you get into a neutral ground, and you can just hang out by the water. And that will be kind of the hook. Oh, you got to see the water here. Oh, you got to see the scene, or you got to see the sunset, or whatever it is that's going to attract them, and then you got them. And they're going to be right in your hands. And you're going to use analogies. Brother, you're a great storyteller. I believe you've got story after story after story, and you've got your own book of parables, and you just know how to tell the story in the right way. And you're going to just be like Jesus on the seashore saying, you know, a man went out to fish one day, or a man sowed. And brother, you can talk about agriculture and farming and the good old days and when I was a kid, and you've got it all just right there. And the Lord says, do it. That's going to just pull people right into reality and life and something they can really comprehend. And there's going to be a very natural way you guys are going to disciple, train, and draw people into the future. So I just really think you need to grab hold of the word of the Lord tonight. in a real personal way, and not this is a wish, this is maybe someday, well, if God wants it to, you say, no, that was for us, we got it. And we are going to take it, we're going to receive healing, we're going to receive that restoration, we're going to have supply, and we're going to do this for God. We're going to do it because this is our hour to do it. And God said he's going to take care of your family. And I just see God using your children. And do you have grandchildren yet?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. He's going to use your grandchildren even. God's going to use your grandchildren. There's a lineage that he's building here. He's going to use your grandchildren to even touch others of other families. Somehow there's going to even, because the moms are getting together with their kids suddenly, that's going to cause something to happen, a connection. So pray over your family that God will use them like lightning rods.
Amen.
Divine connectors, evangelists, proclaimers that something good is happening because God's in it. Amen? Amen.
Urgency. Hallelujah. Urgency. 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 We release that also. Father, we just thank you for this couple. And Father, for everything you have done, but Lord, also for the way you've brought them right now to this place. Lord, that this is a time of activation and of usefulness. Lord, so new eyes to see and a strong body and a shoulder to push the burden. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
That is the fullness of time. Robert?